This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oregon Historical Society is celebrating the Hatfield Centennial tomorrow with free admission and some special events going on, but part of more that is going on there. Carrie Timchuk, the Executive Director. Good morning, Carrie.
You bet. Well, tomorrow would have been the 100th birthday of Senator Hatfield, Oregon's, you know, certainly most iconic public servant, the man who set the gold standard, I think, for integrity in public service. And we're commemorating the occasion with, like you said, a free admission to all and a program at 11 o'clock that'll feature former governors Barbara Roberts and former Governor Ted Kulongoski and other speakers reflecting on the life and legacy of Senator Hatfield. He, you know, in his 46 years in elective office, 46 years from 1951 to 1997, his name was on the ballot 22 times, 11 times in a primary election, 11 times in a general election, and his record was 22-0. He was certainly the most popular, the most enduring, the most influential Oregon political figure of the 20th century.
Wow. To never lose an election, that is incredibly rare.
That is certainly, and in this time, too. And, of course, he's remembered as he was a Republican, but was remembered as a Hatfield Republican, a moderate, a bipartisan, a man who believed in consensus and that compromise was not a dirty word. I remember, Kyle, I was living in Washington, D.C., working for Bob Dole when Senator Hatfield retired and was a good friend of Senator Hatfield's and went to a big retirement dinner they had for him as tribute back in Washington, D.C., when then-President Bill Clinton was in office and he was the speaker. And I'll never forget, President Clinton said that because Mark Hatfield loved his enemies, he had no enemies. He was, and imagine that being said today about somebody in politics. He was just constantly reaching out across the aisle to try to forge compromise and to understand, as he often said, he didn't have enemies. He had temporary opponents who disagreed with him, but he maintained his friendships across the aisle at all times.
Now, for a lot of folks, especially maybe on the younger side, he's best known as a senator, but before that was governor, secretary of state, and also a state senator and state representative.
He was elected state representative in 1950. You do the math. He was 28 years old then, and two terms there, a half a term in the state Senate, secretary of state, elected governor at age 36, Oregon's youngest governor ever since then. And 8 years as governor and then five terms, 30 years in the U.S. Senate, where he achieved real power as chairman of the Appropriations Committee and just brought home federal dollars to Oregon like no tomorrow. I mean, you can't go to any corner of the state, including Roseburg or anywhere in Douglas County, and not find something that Senator Hatfield did not help fund, a veterans hospital, OHSU here in Portland, the Hatfield Marine Sciences Center in Newport, bridges, roads, senior centers. He brought the bacon home to Oregon for 30 years as a member of the Appropriations Committee.
And he was well known as well for, I guess, the term now would be going out of the box. As I was growing up, and I, for some reason, kind of had this geeky obsession with things political, which I found out later wasn't common when you're 10, but I kind of where I was at with watching everything happening in the 70s was that he was very much focused on certain issues where he wouldn't budge. Now, he forged compromise on a lot of things, but for instance, his vote on the Gulf of Tonkin got him a huge backlash, but he stuck with it.
Yeah, the Vietnam War, you know, he was a World War II veteran. He was in the Navy, was one of the first people to go into Hiroshima after the bombing with his fellow Navy soldiers that were on the boat that went into Hiroshima. So he saw, you know, just indescribable damage there, and it affected him. He was a dove, a very proud dove, during the Dove and Hawk time during the Vietnam War. And he was strongly against the Vietnam War when that was not the popular opinion. You know, later that would become, of course, the popular opinion. But he ran the Senate campaign in 1966. He was a very strong dove, and his Democrat opponent was the Hawk, Congressman Duncan. And Hatfield managed to win that election, even though his Vietnam position was not popular at the time. But he worked throughout that era to strongly oppose the Vietnam War.
And I remember back during the Reagan administration, the president then had proposed a military buildup. Senator Hatfield was strongly against that, yet he remained a very close personal friend of President Reagan.
Right. They had been governors. They had overlapped as governors for a period of time. I guess they didn't overlap. Hatfield left the governorship in 67 when Reagan came in. But they were friends, and he had them over for – he and Mrs. Hatfield had Ron and Nancy over for dinner early in their presidency over at their place. And they got along famously. They just happened to disagree on certain issues. But Reagan respected his principles, and Hatfield respected Reagan's principles. And, boy, do we need more of that today.
It's certainly something you don't see, yet then it was fairly common.
It was fairly common back then. And there was when Hatfield ran for re-election, there were big Democrats for Hatfield clubs. And he would occasionally support Democrat candidates. And, again, something you just don't see that today. And, again, it would be and boy, do we need it.
So you have the event tomorrow, but there's a lot more on display there at the Oregon Historical Society regarding Senator Hatfield. What can folks see for a period of time?
Well, we have a pop-up display of three big kind of pop-up exhibits that highlight Senator Hatfield's career and his life and his legacy, the issues that he made the difference on. And one has been, we produced two of these. One has been here at OHS, and one has been touring the state and being picked up and by libraries and civic centers and county historical societies across the state. And that's still available at no cost, courtesy of a donation from the Sam Johnson Foundation. And so we send it around to museums around the state who want it for a while, and we keep one here throughout this 100th year. We kicked off the celebration a year ago on his 99th birthday, and then we're going to keep it going. We're also, your listeners will be interested, Senator Hatfield, over a three-year period, did a remarkable oral history of his life, and that we have at OHS, with the understanding that it wouldn't be opened up until his 100th birthday. It's over 37 hours of his oral history, and that people will be, starting on Tuesday, be able to go to our digital collection and listen to and hear Senator Hatfield's own voice talking about his life and career.
Wow. Now, and that is something that folks starting Tuesday could access online, right?
Correct.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, we talk about sometimes someone passes and up the road, you think about stories they knew and you wish somebody would have done that. And how did this get put together with Senator Hatfield?
Well, he was a real historian, too, and loved history. And when he came back to Oregon after retiring from the Senate, first thing he did was start our wonderful Hatfield Lecture Series, where we bring out four historians a year to talk, give lectures about history or about books they've written. And then also he wanted to give his oral history to us, to OHS. So from July 29th, 1998 to May 22nd, 2002, he conducted 33 sessions with our oral historian. And the transcript of those interviews runs some 892 pages. And so and it was his intention to have these released on his 100th birthday. He also donated all his papers, his official Senate papers, to Willamette University, his alma mater, where he also was a professor and dean of students. And those papers will open up on Tuesday as well. And it's a treasure trove for scholars, for students, for researchers wanting to know about, the issues that governed American life during his time in the Senate.
One of the things I heard about him, I only met him twice very briefly, but talking to other people who knew him better or even some who had only encountered him a few times, was he was known for this incredible memory.
He had a great memory of, and you can imagine the number of people he met as he traveled the state as governor for 8 years and senator for 30. And of course, more people knew him than he certainly couldn't remember all the names of the thousands of people he met. But he had a phenomenal memory. And he told me one time, I loved this story. Antoinette, his wonderful wife, Mrs. Hatfield, who's still alive and will be with us tomorrow. She's 93 years young now. If they were at a party or something and he'd forgot the name of who he was talking to, he would tug his ear, he'd give her a signal, and she would come on over and say, "Hello, I'm Antoinette Hatfield." And "You are?" And you would say, "Well, I'm Kyle Bailey." And then the senator would say, "Antoinette, you know Kyle, don't you?" So it was, she would take the hit for not knowing the name. So, but he was just the classiest public servant, and so privileged to be his friend. He gave the homily at my wife's and my wedding, and just something that I will never forget.
Now, I understand that one of the things he did at these events afterwards, and this is all pre-computer and all that, was that he would take notes of people's names and maybe some piece of information that would help him remember them.
He would. I mean, you just imagine, again, how many people he met over the course of his career and traveling to every corner of Oregon, you know, every year, and just phenomenal, love of this state and the love of the history of this state. He was a real collector of history. He loved the historical society here, and we just couldn't be more proud of being able to honor him tomorrow.
All right, that's beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And for these special pop-up exhibits, how long can folks see those?
Well, here at OHS, we'll have it here for, I think, the remainder of the year, and then be on the lookout for as it travels around the state. And a special treat tomorrow for all those coming, Senator Hatfield's favorite dessert was root beer floats. So we'll be serving root beer floats to all with the vanilla ice cream courtesy of Salt and Straw, the great Oregon-based ice cream company.
Kerry Chimchuk is the executive director of the Oregon Historical Society. Hatfield Centennial tomorrow. Kerry, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet. And as you know, I'm a Douglas County boy, born and raised in Reedsport. So.
Yeah, and you always mention that, too, I notice.
You got it.
All right, 8:33 on the Morning Conversation.